Do I look younger? I started moisturizing.
You didn't moisturize before?
You knew this. Everyone's been yelling at me.
I didn't know that you didn't moisturize. I knew that you didn't wash your hair or your body.
I wash my body.
No, you don't. That's not true.
I do.
That's not true.
I wash my body.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there, and your friend freaked out because I said I didn't do anything after that.
Yeah, that's insane to me. Buddy, you got to get CeraVe. Do you know
about
CeraVe?
That's what someone told me. Yeah, they made me.
It is the best lotion ever made. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they're using stem cells or something, but that's
shit. Do I look younger?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I also started wearing, apparently you're supposed to sunscreen every day.
That's what they say.
So I got Super Goop.
Wait, Goop like Gwyneth Paltrow? Goop?
No, it's this like fancy sunscreen company.
CeraVe also makes sunscreen.
Okay. What, do you work for them?
No. I should. I should get a referral code. I'm trying to partner with American Express because so many people are hitting me up.
What are you, Jerry Seinfeld? What are you, Tina Fey?
I wish, man. They must be swimming in miles.
I'm sure they are.
Tina
flies for free.
I'm sure she does. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
No, I'm sure she does. She's probably got so many fucking miles and points. It must be miserable flying for her because people are probably constantly being like, hi, Tina Fey. Yeah.
Remember in 30 Rock when you said that thing to Tracy?
What did that mean? no, I American Express only gives you so many referral links. Like the window's closed right now. When I try to go get referral links, it just doesn't happen.
When American Express closes a window, God opens a door.
Yeah, and then Chase makes a little rat hole. Or something. But no, it's frustrating because I'm only limited to like 10, even when they're on. So when I get like 30 people asking for referral links, I got nothing for them, especially right now. Excuse me. So I tried calling them, and it is such a pain in the ass to try
to
set
like,
something
up. I have a very popular YouTube show.
I essentially had to say that. I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to sound like a douchebag here, but I've got a lot of people
interested like
in. I basically said I got a lot of people who are interested in American Express cards, and I got nothing to give them. So it's in both of our best interests to come together and make something happen.
And they were like, sir, we work with Jerry Seinfeld.
Who the fuck are you?
Have you heard of Tina Fey?
I haven't seen any Amex commercials for them in a while. Acting like you watch television. Buddy, you don't even wash your hair.
That's why my reference point is whoever their sponsors were 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, they got to get with the program. They got to get with the times.
Well, now it would be like fucking...
me.
I can't even think of someone.
Casey Neistat or something because he's all about traveling and shit.
No, it would be like...
me. Just say me. Come on.
It would be you.
Yes! Oh,
you are today's Jerry Seinfeld or Tina Fey.
But only in the sense that I love American Express and I will shill for them.
Sure.
Ah, man. American Express, if you're listening, Mr. or Mrs. American Express, please.
Mr. or Mrs. Express.
Yeah, please.
Please, call me American. My father's Mr. Express.
Shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
Bitcoin.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Hey, Glenn. Shout out to all the Glenn heads out there. We got a disclaimer that you got to check out. In the description box, you got to click see more. It doesn't even say see more. What does it say?
It says see more.
Oh, well, click see more. See more butts.
But if you're an audio listener, I said that weird because I was yawning. That's not how I talk.
Sure, yeah, sure, buddy. Man, Emil, I got to tell you, I'm in a great mood.
Are you?
Yeah. Nothing can stop me now.
Good for you.
Except my enemies, but they can't. Not even they can stop
me. I'm happy to hear it.
God could stop me.
Yeah.
The devil, not so much. The devil be tempting me left and right, and I'd be like, not today, devil.
That's good. I'm happy
Say,
for you.
Thank you. I mean, look at, I just this morning, I woke up 6 a.m.
Hell yes.
Eyes opened, and I was like, man, I'm so lucky.
Wow.
Truly. Like, this is, to be able to, I would do this for free.
Okay, well, maybe keep that.
Oh,
cut,
yeah,
Alex,
no,
cut
I wouldn't.
That.
I truly would. Like, to have a captive audience having to listen to me.
They don't have to.
Dick
some
around
of them do.
It's just really special. Ever since I was a kid, the thing that I wanted to do more than trade stocks was be a broadcaster.
And here you are broadcasting.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So it's really a special thing. So a heartfelt thank you to each and every person watching and listening, and to everyone who helps make this show happen. Thank you.
It is really amazing. It's the most fun thing in the world.
Yes. It's truly, it's so fucking fun, and I love doing it. Because you know what? I love to talk.
Hey, don't
Can
I know
you
it.
Shut up?
Yeah.
It's just fun. I get to dick around with my buddy here.
Wait, can I tell you a quick story?
Yes.
I don't think I told you. I just remembered it happened to me.
What?
I went insane. I was at Home Depot. I wanted to get cam straps for my roof rack.
Why'd you say that twice?
I think I said it just the one time. And
go on.
So I'm walking down the aisles. Okay, and this will make sense later. But I got thank you to Warby Parker. They gave us some free stuff, and I for the first time got prescription sunglasses, which is great. Changed
game
my
changers.
Life.
Yeah.
Game changer. But what happens is I forget to switch. I forget to put my regular glasses on, mm-hmm. and sometimes I end up going into stores with my sunglasses on.
Yeah. Asshole move.
I know. You look like a jerk, but I can't see without them, so I'm walking around Home Depot with my sunglasses on, and I can't see anything if I take them off. So it's already like, it's kind of dark in Home Depot, so I'm walking down the aisle, and I'm looking at the stuff on the rack, and all of a sudden I hear like a dog bark, and I see it lunges at me, and then the next thing I know, I can feel the like pinch on my leg, and it scared the shit out of me because I didn't even know there was a dog there. And I said, "Ow, what the fuck? It bit me." And, and the woman just calmly looks at me and goes, "No, she didn't." And I said, "What? Yeah, she did. It bit me." And I was like, "Look, I don't fucking care. I just like, all I need is like an apology of like, I'm sure. Sorry, that shouldn't have happened to you." And she was like, "I'll apologize for charging at you, but she didn't bite you." And I was like, "This is psycho. Come on, don't do this." And she was like, "Show me the bite mark." And I looked down and I was like, "I can't fucking see." And I was like, "There might be a mark." But I was also like, it doesn't matter if there's a mark. Like it was like a nip.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about what happened to my leg. I just want you to be like, "Holy shit, that was fucked up. Sorry."
Yeah.
So I was like, it doesn't even matter. But in my head, I was like, I can't look because I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then her husband was there.
Oh, God.
And I was like, and
was
so
he
I was
huge.
No, I was like,
I could beat both of you up.
And we were in like the Hammers aisle at the end. I was like, I got to get out of here because I was so fucked. I was like screaming at them. But I was like,
with your sunglasses on.
Yeah. And I was like, "Come on, man. You won't even do the right thing. You won't just look at me and say, like, sorry, my dog bit you." And he was, like, about to do it. And he looked at his wife. And then he looked back at me, and he was just like, "Just show us the bite, man." And I was like,
"Oh, my fucking God."
And I was like, "You're a fucking bitch." And then we just, like, I started screaming at them. And then I was like, "I got to get out of here." And then I got to the car, and I looked, and there was fucking bite marks.
Oh,
and I was like, God damn it. I couldn't fucking see in there.
Then they would have accused you of doing it yourself.
I know. I was like,
"You bit your own leg."
I was going to go back. And then I was like, nah, they're never going to. I couldn't explain. Like, I couldn't take my sunglasses off.
Because I can't see. You wouldn't be able to see your own leg?
I could see my leg, but it was like.
Dark.
Yeah.
Home Depot is famously a very dark
place. Can we turn
place.
The fucking lights
it's
up?
Not very well lit.
So,
no. It's really well lit, by the way. You just had sunglasses on.
It's lit enough, but it's not.
No. I'm not saying Home Depot is lit.
I feel like
not.
You're victim blaming.
No.
I know.
I'm on your side. What kind of dog was it?
It was like a little 20-pound mutt.
Okay. That's a decent sized dog.
It was, even if it was like a 5-pound dog.
Yeah. Apologize.
I think they were just terrified that they were going to get sued.
Yeah. And you should have said that. Look, I'm not going to sue
that's
you.
What I said.
I just
I
want
like,
an apology.
I don't even care. Like,
yeah.
I told like some friends and they were like, "You should have called the cops." And I was like, call the cops? And be like,
yeah. That's not an emergency.
Yeah.
A
dog kind of nipped me.
Yeah. Our dog, Meg.
And I need you to come make them apologize.
our dog, Meg, one time. Sorry, we're already getting so off topic. Meg is the family dog. She's a Chow Lab Husky Mix. And Chow Lab Husky Mix. A few years ago, she started doing this worrisome thing, which was biting people in the ass.
Hell yes.
Like nipping them in the butt.
Your dog be on Ben mode.
Truly. At the time, she's going to be 14 or 15 this month. I can't remember. She's an old girl. But when she was like 7 or 8, it was the night before 4th of July, and I was trying to reserve a spot on the beach in Long Beach because people set up all their tents, and there was this older man there. He was like in his 60s, and he was just chilling in a chair reading the newspaper by himself. Struck up a conversation with him as I'm setting up the tent. I'm there with Meg, and then we're both getting ready to leave. The guy bends over to like fold up his chair, and Meg bites him in the ass. And he turns around and goes, "Ah! Your dog just bit me." And I was thinking, "Oh shit, they're going to make us put her down. They're right. We're going to get sued." And I just thought, "Oh, I'm just going to like laugh it off." And I went, "Whoa, hey, sorry about that. Whoa, are you bleeding? Oh, you're not bleeding." And just like very, because he was still just so shocked. I was just like, "Well, it was nice talking to you. Have a good night." And I just got the fuck out of there. She has since bit like 4 other people in the butt. Yeah.
Wow.
Nate, my little brother, where she lives, bit his landlord and like the Time Warner cable guy installing cable. It's just she's a funny dog. Meg, don't do that.
Meg, be good.
Hey, I wanted to shout out Kat and
Nope,
Eric.
We're not doing it.
I already did. I already did it. You can't stop me.
All right, fine. Those are the rules. If he gets it,
I was dropping some stuff off at Erica's place, and I hear these people drive by in a car and go, "Ben," and point at me and keep on driving. And then like 2 minutes later, they pull around and they excitedly got out of the car and they were like, "We love the show." And they were very, very, very sweet and very cool. And we took pictures of each other.
Yeah, don't do that to me. You shout at me from a car, I'm going to ice you out, man.
If he's got his sunglasses on, it's game over.
Yeah.
Anyway, be sure to, you guys, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and smash that subscribe button.
You got to, because we are over halfway to Funky Town by this point.
Oh, my lips are, as a reminder, we get to 50,000 subs, I'm smooching this
I'm
guy.
Like Tom Brady's son watching the clock count down.
And I'm getting that massage, and I'm like, aren't you forgetting something?
You call that a kiss?
Yeah, and I'm going to smooch this man. When we hit 50K, a nude calendar.
Can I tongue you?
Mm.
I'm going to tongue you.
Dude, I don't know about that. Because what if I like it?
Then you like it. Then you get to kiss boys.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
What a treat for you. Wow, I found this new thing I like.
That's true. That's very true. At 100K.
And I'll be that for you.
Yeah? You do got soft-looking lips, my friend.
Thanks, pal.
You should see these things, folks. And then at 100K, we're doing a semi-nude calendar.
Yep. Which is just my penis.
What, it's just bottomless?
It's just my penis. Everything else is covered.
Jesus Christ.
Because it's semi-nude.
Man. Oh, yeah, right. That's true. And I'm just sitting there next to you, and I'm fully clothed. And then, hey, we got a new show.
Oh, right. This
coming
is going
to
be fun.
On Monday, it's called 8-Ball Special. It's going to be once a month with Cody and Noel, and the first episode comes out Monday. It's called TMG, 8-Ball
Special.
Everyone
was getting stoked whenever we were on the TMG pod.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what?
We got to give the people what they want.
Right. So we're doing a fun little monthly special.
Yeah. So we're going to, what?
If you want the full thing, you got to be subscribed to the TMG Studios tier, because that's where all the bonus stuff will be. We're going to do about 60 minutes for YouTube, and then there will be the full 90-minute fun special on TMG Studios. Studios tier.
Yeah, so you got to go on.
Make sure you're signed up for the $10 Studios tier.
And that is tmgstudios.tv.
While we're doing
Oh, wow. Nice mug, pal.
I know, right? Aren't these great? Trillionaire Mindset mugs. If you want some merch, I got tea in mine. He's got some coffee in his.
It'd be really funny if I just fucking smashed it and we broke him. And
got you ever play that fucking game?
No.
You cheer super hard whoever smashes there.
I don't like breaking shit.
Buddy, I love it. I live for it.
Breaking things?
No.
I had the idea for those anger rooms.
I know. You already told us on this show. Yeah.
I had that fucking idea.
This is like that meme where, you know, she's with it's like the younger woman helping the older woman.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, yeah, I know, grandpa or grandma. Whatever.
Yeah. We both shouldn't have taken sips at the same time.
I know, because we're broadcast professionals, baby. I do want to tell, we've already talked for too long.
Yeah, okay, let's get into it, shall we? We got earnings. The earnings season, the best season of all for the stock inclined. At the top of the docket we got Teladoc. Teladoc is an interesting one. It was one of the hit at-home, stay-at-home stocks that just fucking relentlessly rallied. It was a Cathie Wood name.
I mean, it makes sense in a pandemic.
Right? And then they I remember they made an acquisition of some, I want to say a diabetes.
Are you fucking with me? We literally talked about this last
week. We did?
Are you okay?
Oh, that's right, because we talked about the Goodwill.
Do they make diabetes or do they help stop it?
Fuck. No, that was Dexcom. Dexcom is a different company.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I didn't mention that Teladoc had purchased
it. I'm almost positive you did.
Fuck. Well, Cathie Wood did say some crazy shit afterward, and we can pull it up here. She basically said she calls Teladoc a 10-bagger, meaning if you ever hear the term, you know, 2-bagger, 5-bagger, you know what that means, right?
I thought it was related to your someone with
someone with what?
No.
10 balls?
No, it was actually really good. It wasn't. It was really good. I'll tell. Check out the bonus content if you want to see it.
Well, it means like 10x. So she's saying that Teladoc is a 10x stock in the same league as Amazon, and she said that she backed it up by stating that one of Wall Street's most brilliant analysts is extremely bullish on it. That analyst works at her fund, joined the fund 3.5 years ago from college, and is 25 years old.
Yeah, she reminds me of Trump, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
I love that, like,
just so
whenever you're wrong, just like, well, a lot of brilliant people are saying it. I'm not going to say who.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
She has been saying that these stocks that she just buys hand over fist, no matter what the price, are undervalued. And since she's been saying that, the majority of her holdings have dropped 40, 50, 60, 70%, including her funds. ARK funds have just plummeted. It's really interesting. The is it denial or is it, I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, she's not really in a position where she can just be like, sorry, I fucked up.
Yeah, but you would
she
think,
kind of has to keep up the charade.
Sort of, but like at this point, I would try to salvage what remaining credibility I might have by saying, look, yeah, maybe we were a little early. And
Bill
little
Ackman just kind of owned up to the Netflix thing. And was just
immediately,
like,
too. Yeah.
I fucked it. We lost $400 million in a day. Get over it.
Yeah. Oh, man. What is with all these guys and having just white hair? Is it the stress? Like Bill Ackman, Jamie Dimon.
Well, he's probably old.
Bill Ackman? No. Have you seen his complexion?
He probably moisturizes.
He probably uses collagen peptides.
He probably gets tons of fucking Botox and shit, too.
Yeah, true. Would you ever get Botox?
No way.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to age gracefully. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. It's going to be sick.
I'm serious.
Me too,
I got
actually
super bummed out. I was dating this girl, and she was like, oh, you're getting gray. And I was like, no, fuck. And then we were out to dinner like a couple weeks later, and there was this older guy with longer hair, and he was like going much grayer.
Yeah.
She was like, your hair's going to look like that. And it was so sick. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. My friend Xavier has a lot of grays, and he looks so good with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to keep my body tight. It's going to be insane.
Yeah. High five, dude. Amazon, after last week, we didn't get to talk about it because it was after we recorded, but it got fucking murked. It was down 15% because they lowered guidance. So it just speaks to that theme that I kind of been talking about where it's like, if all of this growth had been, can you?
Because I didn't do it on purpose.
Emil keeps accidentally breaking his microphone stand. And I keep having to pull the mic away to swallow because I don't want you good people to have to hear that gross.
Who swallows
function
that loudly? Let me hear it.
I can't even do it right now.
You're like a scared character in a movie. Gulp?
I do be gulping. It is true. You know what I do? I fucking choke all the time. I'm constantly accidentally inhaling liquids and solids, and I'm just coughing the rest of the day. It's terrible. Anyway, all of this growth has been pulled forward, so now where's the growth going to come from? As they were saying in 2020 and 2021, oh, the reason the stocks are up is because 5 years of growth has been pulled forward by all of these people staying at home, and people who were otherwise skittish about using e-commerce are now trying Amazon for the first time, or, you know.
And I mean, all those, so many retail businesses went out of business.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of them are just going to become Amazon fulfillment centers.
Sure, probably. What's wild is Amazon, if you look at like a pie chart of their revenue breakdown, I think only like half of it comes from retail now. A lot of it is like Amazon Web Services and...
Oh, Amazon Web Services is huge.
And Prime. Prime is like $35 billion a year or something.
Isn't the CEO now the guy who created...
He was like the
Amazon
head of...
Web Services?
Web Services, yeah. Which is wild because like 10 years ago, it was making nothing. It wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
And then just out of thin air, they pull this. It's like, what was the internet running on before, if not Amazon Web Services?
Java, dude.
Oracle?
What was Java?
Oracle. Oh. Oracle owns Java. Yeah. And before that, I think it was Sun Microsystems or something. They did some, and then Oracle bought Sun.
I remember
that was one of the first companies my dad had stock in.
Sun?
Sun Microsystems. S-U-N-W was the
Are you
the
still holding?
Symbol. No, it got bought out by Oracle.
Oh.
What were you going to ask?
Do you think Jeff coming on the show had any effect on the
No.
Dip? Yeah.
No. If anything, I think it probably solidified people's belief in Amazon, the Amazon story.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bezos as a... titan of industry.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, say what you want about him, but...
I will then.
The man's got some...
I think
some...
he's a pompous asshole. No, I'm joking. You said say what you want about him.
Well, yeah, continue.
I mean...
He's got a vision for the future of humanity.
I'll tell you, it's weird when you meet someone our age who... Because you expect most people are just like, yeah, whatever, he's a fucking rich jerk off. Mm-hmm. But our friend works for Amazon... And he's kind of high up, and he just, we were all kind of like,
I know.
No.
Okay.
We were all kind of like, come on. And he was like, he's just fully bought into Amazon.
Sure.
He's he's going to change the world with space exploration, blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
Like, oh, wow. You're fucking straight up Amazon pilled.
Yeah. Well, he's probably got millions of dollars in stock options, which has got to be so fucking sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say about the growth story there. And, Amazon Web Services, but either way. Here's what I was going to say about e-commerce. Did you know that only like 15% of retail comes from online?
You just
there's
said
still
that.
No. I didn't say that figure.
Oh.
That only like there's. You would think that like oh yeah, e-commerce is fully
right.
Realized. It is very much not. There are still so many people who have yet to like even try it.
I don't use it that. Do you like get?
Yeah, here and there. When I need stuff, I'll order it off Amazon or Target. Sometimes Target, I think is
like I've never ordered groceries, but all I see is this. It's basically this like meme on Twitter where people are like, "When you're fucking Instacart, it sounds like they just get the wrong groceries constantly."
Yeah, I don't trust an Instacart person to buy me bananas.
Horrible.
Yeah, banana selection.
Also, I kind of like going to the grocery store.
Yeah, same. It's great.
The other day I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking around. I see there was this woman. She was very attractive. And I was like, wow, look at that. And then I go and I put some, I go to get something for my cart. And when I come back, the cart is gone. And I was like, this is insane. What the fuck? I walk around the entire Trader Joe's and I'm like, where the fuck did the cart go?
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaked out.
She took it.
And then I noticed she's got my cart. And I was like,
oh,
this is
perfect.
We're in a movie.
Hey, pardon me, bitch. You took my card. Is that what you said?
Excuse me. No, I went up to her and I was like, I think that might be my card. And she like laughed for a second and then just like bolted. And I was like, oh.
Ha, she was high. She was so high.
Just so scared.
She was on an edible and was like, fuck. Twilio also reported yesterday. They had a beat in the stock. If you zoom out on a chart of Twilio, it seriously went like this. So here's like COVID, it went like this and has completely completed the rainbow. It is like all the way back to where it was. And that's what I think is still, I mean, that's just one of many that are probably doing the same thing. Yeah, look at that. Boom, full arc. We got a chart pulled up here. Full arc, 2020, all the way back. It's just, it's insane.
Wow, look at that. March 2020.
Yeah, wow. Shopify reported this morning and got hit too. Shopify's down to back down to like 400. Gnarly. Uber, here's an interesting one. Uber said that they're close to finally becoming profitable, which to me is just like, because it's been
fucking over a decade, probably longer. Sure. And they haven't turned a profit.
I'm pretty sure in their filings they've disclosed that, like, we don't think we're ever going to turn a profit. Because they just, yeah. But now they say that they're getting there. So,
well, because I think the goal was always to squeeze out every other option,
mm-hmm.
to create a monopoly,
mm-hmm.
and then just be the only game in town.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to work. They've got competitors. I think in New York, they've been forced to work with the taxi companies and everything.
Oh, right.
I started using Curb when I was in New York. I like it better.
Curb is, yeah, it's cool. Uber, you can't get an Uber these days, even with Lyft. Even in the heart of Los Angeles, I can't get a fucking Lyft.
It's gotten better recently.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And they're not as expensive. Remember there was that period where Ubers and Lyfts were like five times
yes.
expensive?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem to be like that anymore.
Yeah. Starbucks was one that reported better than expected revenues. Same store sales were up 7% and the stock was up 9%. Okay, so I got a confession to make.
What's the confession?
I love Starbucks.
Do you really?
Yeah. Their food is good.
No, it's not.
Their food is good.
It's not.
The food is good. The spinach, feta, and egg white wrap is delicious. The little bacon, egg, and cheese thing, delicious. The little impossible sandwich on the sourdough muffin, English muffin, delicious.
I disagree.
And here's how they get you. And I'm just a little slut for the Starbucks app.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm a dirty little...
For audio listeners, Ben is hard.
I'm a dirty little baby for the Starbucks app. I see that little icon and I'm like, oh yeah, you know I'm clicking on that. And here's how they get me. And they fucking...
On the app?
Yes, I got the app because I had a gift card my mom gave me for Hanukkah or something, $25. And I was like, I'm not going to carry around this card like a fucking moron. I'm going to go digital. So I went digital and I put the code in. And
now you're swiping right on impossible sausage, egg, and cheeses.
Oh, you know it, baby. It is so convenient. So here's the thing. It's like multifaceted here. So you've got, say, $25 on the gift card.
Okay.
Oh, you want to make a purchase? Okay, here you go, fuckface. You want to use your gift card funds, you little dipshit?
Why do they talk to you like that?
Because they're just really mean. I don't know.
That's fucked.
They kind of neg you, and it keeps you wanting more. Uh-huh. But they're like, okay, fucker. You want to buy some? Here's your $2.50 coffee. Because that's all I get. I just get a basic coffee, you know?
Sounds like you also order one of every menu item.
No. I only do that sometimes if I'm extra hungry or if I deserve a treat, which is daily. But sometimes, you know, you can't have
you
that.
Fight it.
It's too much sodium to have every day, let's be honest. But get the little coffee. And when your funds dip down to, like, let's say a dollar, it'll automatically say, do you want to add funds to your Starbucks card? Do you want to reload it? And because I'm like, I already have a dollar remaining on the card. I'm not just going to leave it there.
Dude, you are getting worked by Starbucks.
So I reload the card. $25? Yeah. This isn't real money. I just double click the side of my phone, scans my face, and it goes, okay, shithead. We just took $25.
This is like a case study in like...
Oh, I know it, and I don't even care.
Some fucking kids in Harvard Business School figured out that, like, if you have them actually, rather than connect their credit card,
yes,
if you have them load up money pre-made,
yes,
they're much more likely to spend.
Because if I have $1 or $2 left on the gift card, I am not going to combine it with a credit card because I don't even know how that's going to work. That's just too much.
Yeah.
You
can't have your credit card and Starbucks card scissoring.
No. I can't have them mixing. Let's keep them segregated, okay?
Yeah, okay, sure.
So I'm much more inclined to just reload the card. And then what happens is 2 days later, I look at the card and I'm like, ooh, there's $20 on here. Free money.
You're a sucker.
I am a big time sucker. That's why I said I'm a slut for the Starbucks app. I'm just a slut and I don't even care. And I go, and the barista guy knows my name. His name is Chris. He's really sweet. Hi, Ben. Hi, Chris. Gives me my coffee, and I get the fuck out of there.
Drink local, bud.
It is local. It's right down the street. It's the closest coffee shop to me.
Oh, surely there's one close enough.
There is. I got the little feta wrap.
Is it good coffee?
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
all right.
It's not bad.
You
seriously.
Got the feta wrap?
I got the feta wrap. And I'm walking down the street. I'm in such a good mood. I'm chipper. There's construction going on my street, so there's a line of cars there. And this has never happened to me before. The little, it's like a little burrito. It just, I feel it just pop, slide right out of the thing. And it just, it landed with a emphatic little thud on the cement. And I just stopped and I looked down at it. And I looked up and I made eye contact with a woman in a car. And I looked at it and I just went, well, fuck. And I just, I'm like, I'm not going to bend over and pick it up.
You should have taken it back and been like, can I have a new one? Have you ever been to Erewhon? You know, the fancy.
Yeah, it's extremely expensive.
Yeah. One time I was like, I'm going to splurge and I'm going to get a big dinner at Erewhon.
Ooh.
And I had two trays and I'm just kind of carrying it like this and I'm waiting for like another, I think I got like a piece of cake and I'm waiting for it to come out. And I just like, I could feel it slip and I went to go catch it. And then, and the top tray just like fucking face down splatters all over the ground. And I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry. And they all are coming out. And I was like, and I tried to help and I had the other one in my hand, so I only had one hand, and I kind of shimmied my hand under it, and I could feel it starting to slip out, and I didn't want to drop it, so I pushed it against the counter, and then it just I just slid, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
You just made a bigger mess?
But they gave me a new tray of food.
You little cutie boy. It's okay. Pet, pet, pet.
They gave me a new tray. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I should have done that with Starbucks, and I ended up going home and making oatmeal or something instead. But I swear to God, that app is like, I'm sure that I contributed to their revenues being up. Just a little bit. I contributed a little bit.
I'm sure you did.
You know? So
honestly,
they owe me.
I'm sure that program is.
Here's the thing. You get stars.
I know.
I forgot to mention. So you build every purchase you make. If you just pay with your credit card, you only get one star per dollar.
Right.
But if you do it with the Starbucks gift card, if you load the gift card, you get two stars per dollar.
Right.
And what does the stars get you? It gets you free coffee.
Nothing.
It gets you free coffee or free food.
Yeah.
It's free. A food is like 200 stars. A coffee is 50 stars. I've gotten so much free shit from there.
Right.
It all
so that's out. Where some kid from Harvard Business School was like, well, why wouldn't they just connect their card? What's the difference? And then he was like,
professor was like, you fucking
you
idiot.
You idiot.
You think you,
you
know
ever
everything.
Heard of stars? We're going to give them stars, you moron.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. That's a Stanford business school.
People love stars.
This is Harvard.
You get enough stars and you get a free coffee.
Yeah.
Sure, they're spending way more than they ought to, but they're getting stars.
Yeah. What is this, Starbucks 101, this class? Starbucks app class?
That's everyone has to take Starbucks 101 at Harvard Business School.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Babu. Well, and then the other thing that kind of supports what I was saying is the FANG. So
wait,
FANG, for those of you who don't know, if you ever see out there the word FANG, FAANG, you know what that stands for, right?
Fucking all absolute nice guys.
Fucking all absolute nice guys. That's exactly right, Emil. No. Come on, guess. If you had to guess what FANG
stands for.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. Although Netflix shouldn't be included anymore. It should be something like NVIDIA. But anyway, their real revenue growth is down for the first time in 20 years. It was also the lowest nominal growth rate in over two decades. So that's interesting. That's what happens when you're growing, growing, growing. Eventually, you got to plateau. You got to peak.
Eventually, you
got to right?
stop.
So
puberty can only last so long.
I don't know. Look at me, Ben. I'm still going.
Did you call me Ben?
I said man. Man.
Look at me, Ben.
Look at me, Ben.
Emil,
but
look at me.
Well, so you gotta. I wonder now if these companies are gonna get started, gonna start getting valued as like value companies instead of growth. How much more can you fucking grow, man? You've been
truly.
Growing for
well. How long
years.
Have they been? Yeah, have they been labeled as growth companies for that long?
Yeah, I mean, well, not. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, because they look at you. Look at their revenue. They just keep fucking growing.
Right, and with some of them, I think we talked about it on one, but like. It was like Facebook's worried because they lost users for the first time in two decades or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah, but they yeah. still have a billion of them.
Right. And, you know, at some point, how many people are going to be like, yeah, I still want to join Facebook? If you haven't joined by now, I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think Facebook's for you.
Well, you got Sentinel Island. You know Sentinel Island?
Mm-mm.
It's the one.
Is it the one where there's like it's just tribal people and
yeah.
and that one guy tried to go and they just like
they fucking
lit him up with in arrows?
Yeah,
that should join
Facebook.
I want a little island where like it's like nah, don't come here.
Yeah, Sentinel Island, man.
And I think people wanted them to do something and be like, there needs to be punishment for this, and everyone was like, no.
What are you gonna? Yeah,
they can do that.
I really wonder what they must think of airplanes.
They probably have some kind of
word for it,
or just like religious explanation.
Yeah, it's God just cruising by, checking on us.
God, I love just the fucking
tribe,
hubristic
dude.
Like, I can go over there and make first contact with these.
That'd
people.
Be me.
It's gonna be good.
That'd be me.
And everyone's
probably.
Like, no, it's really dangerous. And he's like, trust me, I'm pretty personable.
Trust me, I have some Coca-Cola and Oreos. It's going to blow their mind.
This is going to go crazy.
Yeah. My favorite meme on TikTok is like going back in time and showing a pilgrim like Netflix or something, or giving a pilgrim sour Skittles.
Explain it to me because I don't know.
It's just a sound clip that everybody uses of just going, someone going, ah, oh my God, ah! And it's just POV, you're showing a pilgrim porn or something.
That would probably...
fuck with their heads.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got? We got the Fed minutes. That was the big massive news this week. It happened yesterday for us, 2 days ago for you. I got a lot to say on this. I screwed the pooch
right
on this. I really dropped the ball. I should have made it.
But you still did okay.
I still did okay.
Ben,
I just fucking hate Jerome Powell. I just fucking hate him.
Why? What do you think
because
he could have done differently?
He, for the last, it's just been bullshit after bullshit. Just the last 2 years, he's been like, oh, we're not going to, first it was, and I've ranted about this before, first of all, we're not going to have any inflation. And then it was, oh, well, whatever inflation we have is going to be within our targets of like 2%. And then when it started to hit that upper threshold, oh, well, whatever.
Right.
Outer, but it's going to be
transitory,
over and over and over. He kept saying this. And then it was, what the fuck was it after that? Then it was
real, but it's only going to be temporary.
Yeah. And then now it's like, well, now we are going to raise rates.
And now we're going to live with it and try to fix it.
Yeah. So everybody this week knew that the Fed was going to raise rates. It was a question of how much. Was it going to be 25 basis points, 50, or worst case scenario, 75? And when I say basis points, I mean like 25 being 0.25%.
Right. A quarter of a percentage point.
Yeah. And they came out yesterday. And also the market had gone down significantly going up to this. So what does that tell you? People were kind of already...
pricing it in, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So... yesterday they come out and they say they're going to raise by 50 basis points. So it's kind of like the market just literally went, whoa! And then just went, that whoa! Is everything going fucking rocketing.
Yeah, why would it rocket at that point though?
You have shorts covering.
Right.
And then you had the presser afterward, the press conference where people get to ask him questions. And the big question that really sent stocks going was, or not the question, but the answer that Powell gave was, I don't see us raising by 75 basis points
right.
at all at any time. So that tells us that, okay, they are going to raise rates, but they're going to try to go for a soft landing.
Right. He's being somewhat measured, which I applaud him for.
Yeah.
But I do worry with these incremental, he might get more trigger happy.
Yeah. That's there was a question someone asked, and this one drove me nuts, is do you think that the Fed's credibility has been damaged? And he said no. It's like, I mean, naturally, he's, I guess, not going to shoot himself in the foot and say yes, but, dude, you guys are so not credible. Then remember when we had the Fed governors who retired in disgrace?
Right. See, I find all of that much more... troubling than any of this inflation stuff. I don't think that the inflation problems are I don't think the Fed is equipped to deal with these specific inflation problems. I've like said that a bunch.
Yeah.
But I do think those corruption issues are way more troubling and way more harmful to their
credibility.
Reputation and credibility. Yeah.
And those guys just peaced out. They sold like at the top and now they're fucking gone. And good job, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for playing, everybody.
I am not a crook.
Yeah. Yeah. But so just purely from a trading technical perspective, I noticed something over the weekend, which was that the S&P hadn't closed. So last week was a red week, and it was the fourth straight red week for the S&P, right? So I'm looking at the charts, and I'm like, when was the last time we closed 5 weeks straight in the red? It wasn't since 2011 that the S&P had closed 5 straight red weeks. So I'm thinking, okay.
Do you know what was going on at that point?
Back in 2011?
Yeah.
I mean, we were still recovering from...
But was anything specific?
Not that I remember, no. I'm sure the Fed was starting to raise rates from their lows back then, too. But that, to me, kind of gave me a much clearer defined risk-reward, especially with the Fed thing yesterday. And I just kind of fucking screwed the pooch, like I said, because I set a trade. It's called a... I had a plan, and I had a straddle on the SPY, which is the basically the stock for the S&P. And I bought the 415 strike, calls and puts. So it's like, basically, all I needed the SPY to either skyrocket or fucking plummet, and one would offset the other position, right?
Okay.
And like I said, it went like this, and in that, I sold both of these, and I thought, oh, hot diggity. But then it just fucking, it went all the way to like 427 or 428. I left like 20 grand on the table yesterday.
If you just waited.
If I had just followed my plan, because I knew that there was going to be a big move either way, because that's leading, like I said, leading up to this, you had all these factors. You had 4 straight red weeks. So it stands to reason that this week is either going to continue that trend or continue the trend of, you know, no more than 4 straight red weeks, or it's going to buck the trend, and this is going to be the first time in 11 years that we have more than 4 straight down weeks.
So why not just wait once you make that plan?
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
Make the plan and then go, I'm not looking at you.
The same thing happened in 2018. 2018, right when I had quit my job and I was trading full time, it was the market was at a key inflection point and it was just hanging on what the Fed was going to do. And I did the same thing. I put a straddle on and it started to go down. So I sold the calls. And then it fucking spiked. And that day, I should have made like 120 grand.
That's fucking and I was, lunch money, baby.
Dude, I was going to the gym. I was like walking into the gym and I was on the phone with my friend Tom and I was just yelling at him. He was just listening to me and I was like, the fucking Jerome Powell, fuck. Because he opened his stupid fucking mouth and it ruined my day. And then I just was like, stupid.
Damn, Jerome Powell's been fucking you up for a while now.
Oh, he has. That's not the first time. Then there was another time in 2019 where the same thing happened. And end of 2019. And I was just... I just fucking hate his stupid face. He's got no lips.
He called my wife a bitch on Facebook once.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
See? Fuck him.
Not a good guy.
Double time. Yeah. And he's always got his glasses hanging over on the tip of his
nose. That's just old guy shit. We can't hold that against him.
No, that's cocky son of a bitch shit.
You know the old guy looking at their phone?
Yeah. Yeah. They do be having their font really huge.
Oh, yeah.
I got to start doing that, though. It seems really smart.
Why? I turned mine a little smaller.
Really?
Just
I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, I just want young kids to be like, damn, look how small his font is. No, I can read it, and I like when there's more on the screen.
Yeah, it is pleasing to the eye. So he did say they were quoted as saying nothing in the economy suggests that we are close to a recession, but it's also how do you even take anything that they say seriously right now? Because of I think that their credibility is in the shitter, because now, you know, But yesterday, I mean, there were so many good things you could have bought. You could have bought Google calls, Amazon, Shopify. They all fucking bounced.
I mean, I'd much rather, you know, the Biden administration have some sort of hand in this, do something, take action. You know?
Yeah, give us a fucking gas tax holiday. Do something.
And, you know, use that excess taxes thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
Do anything. And it's just, they just keep going, well, the Fed'll work it out.
We've given the Fed too much power and control over the stock market. It's like, it's just become this thing now. We've just been on this collision course with them, and now they're just, we're attached at the hip.
Everyone is kind of attached at the hip. And that was kind of the point when we were talking about retirement. Mm. You know, it's this... I can't remember who it was. He used to work at the SEC, and he was talking about how, you know, the job of the SEC it's no longer to properly regulate the market and make sure it's a fair market. It's political. It's, you know,
status quo.
You don't want to leave the president with a worse market, a down market. So your policies are reflective of that, not what's going to be fair for Americans, traders, everybody.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's this political thing where you're like, sure, this is the right thing to do, but we would tank the fucking market.
Right.
And everyone is attached at the hip to it. Everyone is so wrapped up in it.
All the boomers who are retiring or retired.
Right.
I mean, you would fuck a lot of people if you...
Yeah.
And then you would be the pariah.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be no fun. You got to get some young blood in there. Get me in there. I'll shape things up.
No way. You would fall to the pressure too. You're not going to fucking tank everyone's.
Me? Nah, I'm like a diamond.
You just out there with a rumpled suit every day, like, look, it's not good. But we think it's the right thing to do.
Have you seen my suit? It's so wrinkled.
You would just get fired and disgraced so quickly.
Yeah.
No president would stand for it.
That's true. Actually, I'd like to retract my statement. I wouldn't be like a diamond. I would be like coal, because under the pressure, I would turn into a diamond. Just ignore it. Come on, just ignore it.
I know, it makes you, sometimes you sound like a drunk guy. I'm like a diamond, because under the pressure.
No, I'm like coal, because
I'm like coal. Yeah. No, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
You could take over for Gary Gensler.
Gary G.
Hey, Gary, you're out. I'm in.
I sit in the seat. This thing's warm. Gross.
Me and the boys are going to tank the economy.
I am also a dumbass because I have these two stocks that I really like. And I hope Glenn is okay with me saying this, because I can never remember what I can and can't say. I'm pretty sure I just can't talk about prices, and I can't talk about...
Well, we can always just Glenser it if we have to.
Yeah, we can. But there are these two tickers that I really like, because... And I teased this before. We got time. I teased this before, but I want to share something that I did a year ago for how I found these two stocks in particular. The ticker symbols are TWI and GTLS. TWI does like farm and agriculture equipment, tires and heavy machinery and stuff, Titan International. They just reported earnings like this week. Their revenues for the first quarter... $550 million. Their best quarter in over 9 years.
Okay.
Guess what the company's valued at? $1 billion.
Damn.
So half of the company's value in revenue, and they're cash flow positive, and the stock just broke nine or 10-year highs. I just fucking...
I feel like Glenn's going to make you censor this.
I don't know. Well, if he does, he does. But then the other one, GTLS, it's Chart Industries. Chart Industries.
Oh, I get all my charts from them.
It's a really interesting one. Not only is the CEO, I've listened to a couple
conference
calls.
Oh, Jill Ivanko?
Jill Ivanko. Very, very, very smart, knowledgeable CEO. And this company does so much shit with like carbon capture. They're like a clean energy play. So I also, it feels good. But they just reported another blowout quarter. But how I found these was... A little over a year ago, I'm sitting and I'm looking at a chart for SolarEdge, I think it was, which is a solar play that went over the last like 5 years, it went from like $15 a share to like $300 a share. And I went all the way back to when it was at 15, and I was like, what the fuck could you have gleaned from quarterly reports back then that would have given any indication that they had all this huge growth ahead of them, right?
This is all SolarEdge.
This is all just SolarEdge. Okay. Yeah, yeah, there's that. So I went all the way back to when it first like had its first breakout, all the way back in like 20, go even further. Like, it was, yeah, no, even it was like 2015, I think, somewhere around there. In the first paragraph of whatever quarterly report I looked at, a key phrase stood out to me, which was the term record growth. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Record growth. Because, yeah, naturally, that's why the stock started to break out. I mean, I could be.
But can I just look at the timeline here? What? Is it not one of those 2020 rallies just like everybody else?
I mean, it did have a 2020 rally. But, I mean, even leading up to that, it went up like tenfold.
True.
But either way, record growth, right? Record demand. So what I did was I spent 3 days. I went onto the SEC website where you can scour the filings of every single publicly traded company. There's thousands of them. There's like 10,000 or something. And I went in and I searched for the phrase record growth. And I applied the parameters to just the last 6 months. So the last, like, basically the previous two quarters. And it gave me hundreds of companies that had said the phrase record growth. And then I also searched for ones that said record demand and a few other variations on basically just like we are hitting like blue sky territory. And it was very interesting because you would find companies that I would look at the context in the filing for why they were saying that and what it was, you know, was it just a fluke? Was it just, what was it? Then I would look at like their balance sheet. Then I would look at their market cap. Then I would look at their chart. And I narrowed it down to like 20 different stocks, including and especially TWI, GTLS. There was another one, TTI, which ended up doing really well too. There were a few that didn't. But I want to do that again. I want to see what companies have been saying the last two quarters that they are still like TWI still. I mean, in their latest press release, they're talking about record quarter, record growth. So I feel like it's an interesting way to find companies that are on the up and up and maybe under the radar.
I think you're going to have a lot of people doing that now.
Good. Let's all pool our, let me
let's
know
all
you
pool
find.
Our resources.
I need to do it again. It's just so,
send us if you got any record growths for us.
Dude, it is so time consuming. I'm not kidding. I was on my computer for 3 days just like pouring.
Yeah, but now
over
we
it.
Could have a bunch of people doing it for us.
That's true.
Ape together.
Ape together strong. Well, I am going to be starting a chat room soon that I would like to do. And I would like to get, it would be cool to coordinate with people where like, all right, you take pages 1 through 5, you take pages 6 through 10, so on and so forth. But it was interesting because it made me feel like I had a viable edge.
Oh, wait, that's what the chat is for? I thought it was like a weird online sex thing. I was like, when you were like, do you
want to
join?
Well, there's that one.
Oh, okay.
But that's separate.
Because when you
that's
asked me separate. To join, I was like, I don't want to.
No, well, of course. I mean, it's not for everybody, but right. It's fine. Anyway, so I sold some of the TWI and GTLS because I want to get back in at a lower price, because if the market is still going to drop, like I've said for the last 2 weeks, I think it will. I want to buy some of those at a discount. Crypto Corner. Beep, boop, beep. Boop, 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 boop. I'm sorry, man. I got to apologize.
Why?
I feel like I'm talking so
hey,
much.
Hey, don't worry about it, pal.
Ugh.
Don't worry about it. It was a big week for you. You got the earnings. You got the FOMC. Jerome Powell was kicking your ass.
I'm going to sleep like a baby bitch this weekend.
Because of this show?
No, just because it's been a long week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Crypto Corner. Thanks, everybody.
No,
we got this is from the Wall Street Journal. They did it's actually pretty interesting because there's a lot of pushback from the NFT community, but the Wall Street Journal did a big story. NFT sales are flatlining, and they're looking at the number of total sales, not the dollar amount. I think that's kind of important, and you'll see why in a second. So they say the sale of non-fungible tokens or NFTs fell to a daily average of about 19,000 this week, a 92% decline
from a peak of about 225,000 in September, according to the data website Non-Fungible. The number of active wallets in the NFT market fell 88% to about 14,000 last week from a high of 119,000 in November.
Interesting.
So this is all from the data website Non-Fungible. And yeah. So they're just talking about how, and they talk about the guy who bought the first tweet, Estavi. He's great. He has no regrets. He says, I will never regret buying it because this NFT is my capital. More power to you, pal.
Jesus.
But the NFT guys on Twitter have been like, oh, these people are so stupid. And they're saying there's another data website, but the fucked up thing is they didn't link to it. They put some screenshots up, and in their screenshot, they're going based off dollar amounts. Mm. So I think the Wall Street Journal is going off of total sales,
sure.
Amount of sales, not amount of dollars in sales.
Sure.
And so they're talking, and so apparently the amount of dollars in sales is still quite high, and maybe even higher.
I wonder if it's because it's all been consolidated into the top NFT projects.
That's exactly what I think it is. And yeah. I think it's now just become a more exclusive space where like rich people are putting money in and it's just very like centralized into these things. And you don't, I think a lot of like average, oh, here we go. Yeah. Oh, Dune Analytics. So they say Dune Analytics data is the way. And look, he even says, did no one bother to check primary sources? Also, why not dollar amount volume?
Yeah, dollar volume.
But I still think, you know,
both are relevant data points.
And I think that is the full story. They are still selling a lot in dollar amount, but that is a very different market. When the amount of sellers dropped 92%.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm one of those data points. I joined the NFT craze and I bought two and they fucking tanked immediately. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
I don't understand it. There's too many projects going on at once for me to, I don't have the time or the wherewithal to sift through all this shit.
Right. And I think we'll see more information come out, but I think it has become what everyone said it wasn't going to become, a centralized thing where it's just fucking rich people trading high value.
Because I saw that the Bored Ape Yacht Club floor price is at, it hit an all-time high.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So the fucking prices of those are probably way up, but they're like the amount of average Joe NFT dudes, it's like they've probably been burned enough. They've probably been rug pulled enough.
Yeah.
Like,
and who's to say that all the, I mean, this is totally conspiratorial on my part, or not even conspiratorial, gossipy. Who's to say that all these Bored Ape Yacht Club holders aren't in a Discord collectively saying, hey, let's all just raise the price, like on our, because that's what the floor is. It's just all the people who hold it saying, I'm not going to sell it for any less than X amount.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's worth that. It's only worth what someone's going to pay for it. And even then, I mean, I still don't understand.
And you really won't find out until you put it on the market. Like Mr. Estavi found out that his $42 million NFT was actually worth about $240 on the open market.
But didn't it end up selling for more than that?
I think it was like 14. No, I don't think he actually sold it. I think someone put in a bid for 14 grand.
Gotcha.
Which is, buddy, you're going to want to take that. You're going to want to take that bid.
Yeah. Did you see that Elon trolled the, man, that piece is really
good. Yeah, no, I'll fix it.
It's okay. Just leave it off.
No, because.
I'll take mine off too out of solidarity.
Okay, good, yeah. Wait, shit, do we have the tweet? Have you seen the tweet going around of the people being like, you can actually put on three sodas, like soda splurts at the same time?
Soda splurts? What are you talking about?
Luke, do you know what I'm talking about?
You talking about mutant apes?
Yeah.
You can like give them more than one serum at a time.
Yes.
Oh my
God. I'm gonna put it in the Slack real quick. Everyone's dunking on this tweet and it's
Well, while you're doing that, Elon Musk scored points with me, and I'm sure he did it on purpose. I'm sure it was calculated to win over the people who are who roll their eyes at NFTs because there are a lot of us. Elon Musk tweeted, he changed his profile picture temporarily to, you saw that, a montage of all the, or like a, what do you call that? Not a montage.
A mosaic.
Mosaic, thank you, of all the Bored Apes. And he said, I don't know, seems pretty fungible to me. That's pretty funny.
He really has become Trump. Anytime he does or says anything, it's news.
It's, yeah. It really is. And Gary Vee had a response. But wait, let's
Yeah. So we have the tweet. So everyone's dying because he's so serious, and he's like, a lot of y'all still don't get it. Ape holders can use multiple slurp juices on a single ape. So if you have one astro ape and three slurp juices, you can create three new apes. Tonight's Slurp Juice Mint event is essentially a minting event for both lab monkeys and special forces. And then you've got a slurp juiced out ape here. And everyone's like retweeting it like, you just don't get it. You could use three slurp juices on one ape. If you have one ape and multiple...
Wait, look at that one. They get slurp juice to an ape. Instead of they did surgery on a grape. We love that. Oh, you just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it.
You can give. This is what your parents hear when you try to explain video games. Oh, God. I don't understand what that one means. Anyway.
I know what it is now because I Googled it. People DM'd me that. They said you touch grass too much.
Does that mean you go outside too much?
Yeah.
That's very funny. So,
and I was like, what the fuck? I thought they were saying like I smoked pot or something.
Yeah. Well, we do smoke pot. We love pot. So Gary Vee, in response to the Elon Musk troll tweet, was on some morning news show. I think it was on CNBC to provide commentary on Elon Musk. And, you know, to give Gary Vee credit, he wasn't his normal super animated self. He looked a little defeated, probably because, if I had to guess, he's fucking exhausted from talking about this shit all the time.
Yeah, but I think he sounds stupid in this clip.
I kind of understand what he says, but let's hear.
I disagree. Parts but of it.
Just this morning, Elon Musk has changed his Twitter profile picture to a montage of bored apes NFT images.
I love it.
And then he tweeted,
seems kind of fungible.
I don't know. Seems kind of fungible to me.
NFT? Fungible?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it, lady.
Joining us now is a big believer in NFTs, Gary Vaynerchuk,
fungible?
Founder and creator of VFriends.
Wait, can you pause it for a second? Look at his stupid fucking face.
VFriends.
All right. Sorry.
God, he's such a fuck. Okay, continue.
That to me looks like he's saying, yeah, you may own one of these apes, but they're out there, and I can easily just put it up on my profile picture.
Yeah,
so why pay for something like that? Is that what he's saying, Gary?
Yeah,
how do you view what Elon Musk's point is here?
He's got his VFriends hat.
I'm not sure. I think Elon's got his finger on the pulse, and obviously Bored Ape is one of the great projects in the NFT space. I mean, I can take a picture in front of a Lamborghini outside. Doesn't mean that I own it.
Can you pause
I can take
it
a picture outside of a building.
But the whole
thing—that's a fucking bad argument.
Yeah, because they're pictures.
Right, they're pictures, motherfucker. You just get a receipt that says you own the fucking thing, but everyone else can still enjoy it in the same way. I don't get to take a picture of a Lamborghini and then drive it the fuck around.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop with this shit.
Yeah,
and everyone tries to do this. Like, rich people have always loved collecting things. You guys don't get it. Rich people collect watches. Yes, it's a thing that fucking does something, and it's like made out of gold and fucking not this one. This one's $35, but it tells me the fucking time.
Yeah,
it does stuff.
Well, the picture got colors.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about that.
I just hate that fucking argument. It doesn't work.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. You know what you can do? You can go to a cool party. You ever think about that?
Just the worst dude.
No, they're cool guys.
Just
they're smart.
Sweaty guys.
No, they're not sweaty. They smell good.
And just the strokes, like, middling their way.
The strokes
way
are tight.
They are, but they don't want to be there. They're
just
taking
do.
A paycheck and they're like...
No. Listen. Listen, I don't think you understand. If you combine three slurp juices...
Yeah. If you go to this party with slurp juices,
you're gonna get so laid, dude.
Julian Casablancas is like, this one's for all my slurp juice boy.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be like, he's talking about me, and I show you on my phone. Yeah, can you do that?
Also, I wish I pulled it, but there's a. It turns out this guy like has a weird racism history thing.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What? No way.
Yeah. Katie Natopoulos had a story on it. She's a BuzzFeed writer. She's great.
She's still at BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's a really good tech reporter. I
know.
Her a lot.
So, yeah, let's hear what more Gary Vee has to say.
In Manhattan and say I own it. Most people are bringing their internet brain to the blockchain, so they say silly things like that. the blockchain is a ledger that shows ownership.
What other brain should you bring?
This is what always happens when there's big technology changes. So I'm empathetic to the point of view, but just by clicking or putting a picture doesn't mean you own it, just like in real life.
Right.
Then it right. Look, he goes on to say that it's he likens it to the first the dot-com bubble,
right,
where you had companies sporting sky-high valuations on future growth that had yet to be proven, had yet to even hit balance sheets, had yet to or income statements, had yet to actually happen. And he says, you know, it wouldn't take another 15, 20 years before we started to see who the winners were and how they would actually make money from the internet. Because it's true, back then, nobody really knew, how are you going to fucking make money from the internet? And so I do think that there's something to that. Like, hey, yeah, I'm not going to act like I know the utility of NFTs in 10 years. It's just, it is amusing, though. Right. I mean, that would also insinuate, though, that the value of these things are going to drop, just like the dot-com happened. I mean, Amazon lost 90% of its value after the bubble burst.
Sure, but...
picture of monkey not going to be worth?
I'm not saying it's not, and I'm not monkey saying there's going to be some kind of use, but do that. Amazon may have lost its value, but there was something there, right?
Yeah,
they were selling
business.
books online, oops, and it's like... He was very smart. I think the reason he picked books was he realized they had there was the most amount of SKU numbers or something.
That's exactly what he did.
And so, whatever. It there is nothing to point to with that. Show me the utility I'm going to see in a couple of years.
Well, a monkey picture gets you other things.
Three slip.
Listen, you can find monkey
right.
picture.
You come to me on my daughter's three slurp juices.
You come to me on my daughter's three slurp juices, try to sell me a monkey picture, but it's a screenshot of a monkey picture. You don't even own it.
All right, we're going to go into
after hours,
yeah. And we're gonna have a blast.
Yeah.
We're gonna take off our shirts. We're gonna practice for Funky Town.
Ooh, wait, Funky Town. Is that the song today?
Us kissing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you guys want to see Funky Town tryouts,
yeah,
get in there.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about, let's see, what are we going to be talking about? We got good news. We're going to be talking about Lina Khan and the FTC and all the fun stuff she's doing. I know, it's so fucking, so riveting. We're going to be talking political. We're going to be getting political with it because we like politics, all right?
And it continues to suck shit in the greatest country in the world.
It's not the greatest country in the world.
Ben's got some freaking TikToks he's pulled because everyone loved these TikToks this deranged man likes. And,
Man. I got the best. I have the best TikTok algorithm.
It's nice because I don't have to go on there. I hate that fucking app, but you show me these absolute psycho shit.
Yeah. There's some treasured things on when I again this morning when I was feeling joy about how lucky I am, I was going through TikTok and I took such pleasure in sending, oh, here's a funny one. I know exactly who I'm going to send this to right in the app. I'm going to send it to my friend Guggs. I'm going to send it to Kendall. I'm going to send this one to John. I'm going to send this one to Adam.
All right, we'll talk about all that in after hours.
Yeah, I got to take a pee-pee.
Like and subscribe us, comment nice things. Check out the merch if you want some sweet mugs or anything else, shirts, whatever. And don't forget to check out fucking 8-Ball on Monday.
Yeah. Also, you're going to want to go ahead and quit your job, shit your pants, kill your parents, but not in that order. What is it? Kill your parents, quit your job, shit your pants?
We could do whatever order we want.
Yeah. Well, whatever's on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
What is it on the
That's
t-shirt?
That's canon. Whatever's on the t-shirt.
Yeah, that is canon. Yeah, okay. I was going to make a stupid joke. Anywho.
Do it in after hours.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.